Before Moose Jaw Warriors defenseman Cole Jordan even took the ice for his first skate at the Moose Jaw Event Center, things were already vastly different compared to last season. The most important being he was at full strength and completely healthy, a far cry from how he felt heading into camp in 2021 when a viral infection had dramatically sapped his strength and eventually led to the 20-year-old rearguard missing half the campaign. This time around, it's been all systems go, all summer and right into training camp. And to say the least, the Brandon product has been happy to get the hard work and preparation in without anything else to worry about. "It was a really good offseason," Jordan said after practice leading up to the Warriors' first preseason game. "I spent most of my summer in Calgary training and was able to make some big strides in my game. Now I'm looking forward to the start of the preseason here and getting into the regular season as well." A fifth-round pick by Calgary in the 2021 NHL entry draft, Jordan was able to work with the Flames hockey staff and skating coaches throughout the offseason, and feels that special level of instruction has paid dividends. "I think it helped a ton," Jordan said. "It's always great when you have that type of help with your game, and it's definitely the best summer training-wise I've ever had." It all led into Jordan taking the ice at Warriors camp last week and going 100% from the get-go, leading to what he felt was his best showing in camp in his four seasons with the team. "It felt amazing," he said. "I haven't really had the best of luck with injuries and stuff throughout my time here, so I'm looking forward to a fresh season. We have a really good group here and I'm excited to see what we can do." That all comes with a rather large caveat. There's always the chance Jordan has played his last regular season game in a Warriors uniform. As an overage player, the Flames could sign Jordan out of camp and immediately assign him to the American Hockey League or ECHL, ending his junior career with one stroke of a pen. "I'm not really thinking about that right now. I just want to go in there and have a good showing and basically do the best I can," said Jordan, who skated in Flames rookie camp last year but was nowhere near full strength. "If that ends up happening, obviously that's the big goal right now, but I'm just looking forward to going out there and showing what I can do." Should he return to the Warriors, Jordan will be a major leader on what could potentially be the best defensive core the team has had in recent seasons. "It almost feels like last year was my rookie year, but it's been a long time and I'm really excited to be on this team and help some young guys improve and show them the way of the room," Jordan said, adding that he's done his best to help out the up-and-coming defense men with whatever questions they have. "I just try and give some tips and pointers to the younger guys, share my knowledge from the past years like the older guys who helped me." That all leads into what the Warriors and the vast majority of onlookers expect is going to be an enjoyable campaign for the local squad, ultimately culminating in a deep playoff run. "It's really exciting. The buzz around town and around the league is that we're supposed to be a top team in the division and in the whole league," Jordan said. "Being an older guy with the team and having been part of the struggles with the rebuilding team the first 2 years I was here, it's great to be coming into this and living up to these expectations. The fans should be looking forward to watching us every night. We're going to be a fun team to watch and we're looking forward to winning a lot of games and being a top team in this league."